Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, a daily editorial for this Thursday. I like Thursdays a lot. They're great days. Big Al does his book club on Thursday. Jim used to be a member of the book club.
But I'm still a member.
But we asked him to leave because of his inability to provide appropriate comments.
Anyway, Jim,
4 o'clock today, bud. Having said that, I want to talk about some of the decisions that some of the decisions that have come out of the executive office of late. The first day President Biden was in the office, he canceled the Keystone Pipeline. I wanted to see what the reasoning behind that was. I looked it up, and apparently there were numerous leakages, both in the U.S. and in Canada, and apparently the left feels it is an environmental disaster. Jim, you got the floor. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's a fallacy. It's a lie. The pipes rarely leak. They use the excuse of leakage to shut it down. But it was a political agenda that's really trying to stop carbon fuels. And it's trying to impact energy grid in the U.S. and force it into renewables that are ineffective.
Well, renewables are ineffective. That was proven absolutely 100% true down in Texas in the past few weeks. John Huber is going to be on the weekend show, by the way, talking firsthand about the terrible experience that he and his family went through and also the numerous deaths that occurred in Texas. Having said that, I'm a little surprised about the large amount of press. By the way, the Wall Street Journal gave a huge amount of press to the situation in Texas, which I read last night, and I certainly appreciate that. According to Johnny, it was all true. Having said that, what in your opinion, Jim, are the ramifications of what's going on around the country right now on Al Gore's global warming?
What's happening in Texas right now is making it fairly clear that without a stable carbon-based energy grid, that we're going to have these types of problems. The cold shut down 25% of the energy in Texas. Apparently, the wind turbines produced went from, I think, in 2008 to about 3% of their overall energy production to over 20, almost 25% this year in 2021. And when they froze, it really put a strain on the grid. But of course, that impacts not just Texas, but the region. And the problem is, they didn't have the backup. There's gas, there's other ways to produce the energy, but they've moved away from it. Of course, cutting the pipeline is just one example of reducing our ability to keep carbon-based energy flow to develop energy. What people really need to realize and take a good look at is what it takes to build a wind turbine, all the rare earth metals, the actual size and the materials that are used, how much of an impact it has on the environment. And that's the same with solar panels. They are not environmentally more friendly than and they certainly don't produce the level of energy per the expenditure that carbon-based, energy, gas, and either coal or oil-fired plants do. So what we've got is a huge push from left environmentalists that are concerned about the end of the world and have basically fabricated a lot of information and scared the heck out of people on the impact of global warming. And then we've got these circumstances where people are actually dying in our energy system, which people don't understand how incredibly important it is to every aspect of our life, are really, really beginning to be dependent on these systems that are failing. They aren't working. They had to shut down in Oregon a massive wind farm because it just wasn't productive enough. The actual you know, the energy that it puts out versus the energy it takes to build them, it's not relevant. Even Michael Moore, the leftist propagandist, he's put out a video explaining how bad this is not the solution to our energy for wind and solar, and the left is attacking him as well because it's really now a religion, and it's also used by globalists to shut down American industry, and that's the sad part right there.
You know, I have to say one thing about Michael Moore. His first movie, Bowling for Columbine, which I thought was an excellent movie, I really made some good points. Going on to his second and third movies, I thought they were a little bit misleading, to say the least. Big news on Facebook. I'm curious what you think about that, Jim. Zuckerberg has argued that the best way to keep misinformation from spreading on its network is not just to remove misleading posts, but to offer people accurate information from authoritative sources. I like that because that is exactly what we are doing on our post. What Facebook is going to do, according to Zuckerberg, is they're going to begin labeling some user posts that mention climate change in the same way its anointed posts discussing election and COVID-19 assign the social network is taking climate-related misinformation more seriously. Boy, tell that to the people in Texas. Comments, Jim?
Yeah, I think it's totally bogus. How does Zuckerberg know which is accurate and which is not? Does a 23-year-old tech operator in his office able to identify, fact from fiction? No, that's bullshit. And I'm sorry, I'll take that back. But it's ridiculous to think that he is the arbiter of fact and fiction, and to use the tech companies to say that they're going to prove what's right or they're going to approve things is absolutely wrong in America. Debate, open discussion, different ideas. That's what happens in America. That's what has made this nation great. And he and his tech buddies are silencing voices based on political opinions, based on inaccurate information. And it's proven over and over again. And I'll tell you what, America better be tired of it, or they're going to end up like communist China.
Boy, how do you feel about that? You don't really care one way or the other, do you?
Anyway, I'll tell you this is the most important thing in the future for America.
Yeah, I know it's interesting. Having said that, anything else you want to bring up in the news today? I want to say that I really appreciate the kudos that were put on our site regarding Rush Limbaugh. Boy, I got to tell you, I quit smoking at the age of 40. That was, 35, 37 years ago. I am really glad that I did. I have seen people die from lung cancer in the hospital, and I got to tell you, you do not want to go that way. I wish to hell the genius, and he was a genius, would have quit. Any final comments, Jimmy?
Well, I know people have bad vices, and what I do say and what I've said is Rush Limbaugh had a tremendous impact on America.
Yes, he did.
He told it the way he thought, the way he saw it, and he changed the whole view of conservatism in the United States when we were on our way down the road. We've got to take that mantle and keep going, pushing forward with it.
And
we can't allow Jeff Zuckerberg or anybody or the Twitter evil leader. What's his name? I don't even want to say his name. It's almost like the man who won't be spoke, won't be the yep. name we can't say. We've got to respect that and keep going and keep talking about issues and values for this nation and protect it. And thank God for Rush Limbaugh and his voice.
Yep, and that's exactly what we're going to do on this site. Nobody is going to get censored, even when they're rude. We're not going to do that. All we're going to do from now on is point different sources to give a different opinion. Jimmy, always a pleasure. You got to get up to your house. Thanks, man.
Yeah.